This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for church complaints from Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
Yeah.
We full gavel on this posterior day.
Yeah.
As we pontificate.
Okay.
On the biopsies of life in general.
Yes.
We congratulate ourselves. In a most manipulative way. But let us begin by complaining now. It seems out of line, I know.
Yeah.
Hard to be grateful and have complaints at the same time. But here we go, Deacon, proceed. Yes.
All right, Pastor. We got a lot of issues that jumped off this past weekend. I mean, it's been horrific. So we're going to have to work through it. Sister Frances jumped on her sister, Sister Frieda, Thursday at Thanksgiving dinner. Now, Frieda made the giblet gravy but got to the dinner 3 hours late, and everybody was waiting on the gravy to pour over their dressing. Sister Frances is now in jail, and it seems like she's been in there since Thursday. What do you want to do? I don't know what to do with this.
Well, we're not going to free nobody from jail that is guilty of perpetrating a crime 3 hours late with the gravy.
Yeah.
Is downright sinful.
It's disrespectful. It really is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to compare this to the Last Supper. if you're asking me. So no, we won't be going down there to get her out.
All right. She will continue to stay in there then. All right. moving on. Little Malik found out who his real daddy is on Thanksgiving. Apparently at the kids' table it all came out. Lil Jarvis told Malik, "I saw your birth certificate in my daddy's garage. I think you got the same last name as me." So, two fights broke out. Somebody got hit with the head in the head with the honey baked ham. But the big issue is Lil Malik is traumatized, and they want you to talk to the boy.
Lil Malik, now listen. You're not the only one that has had to come to terms with who they really is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember as a small boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the same Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
At the same kids' table.
Mm-hmm.
A fight broke out when all of us realized we was brothers and sisters.
Lord, Emmy.
All of us. It was 9 of us at the table.
Mm. Traumatized. Mm.
And all of us was the same age.
What?
We were all born in 1964. And right after that, the big hit came out. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone.
Was alone.
And so I do remember that hanging there, Molique. You ain't the first, and you will not be the last. This will be happening at Thanksgiving dinners and family reunions and barbecues until the end of time.
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will.
Amen.
Any man you see with white loafers on
could be your daddy.
Could be your daddy. Lord,
that's a rolling stone.
Yes, rolling. Yes, sir. And white belt to match. Yes.
Yes.
And you've been calling him uncle all this time. That is
good. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty.
Yes.
All right. Pastor, the Purvis family had a white guest come to Thanksgiving dinner. Now, this is another issue. It was Brother Darren Purvis's boss, white man named Kyle Griffin. He came over. He had two glasses of that sweet tea and fell out. He's a diabetic. When he recovered in the hospital, he fired Brother Purvis. And Brother Purvis is asking, will you go over there to the hospital and talk to his boss?
Yeah, you must forewarn white folk when they come to the house about the tea. Now, if you didn't grow up on this tea, it is rather shocking to the system. I've said.
All the sugar.
Uh-huh. Back when I was a sinner, before I was saved by grace, I took a gallon of the iced tea to my job and damn near killed six white people.
You still
I just
sinner.
Sat there and just watched them faint. Person after person after person after person just faint. One swallow. Just a little hot day.
They
just passed out from the shock. All the black people was sipping it, knowing what it was. White folks was in shock. So it is a thrilling moment to watch white people drink our tea for the first time.
Careful.
Yeah. Well, speaking of shock,
I wanted to give some to Donald Trump to go with his McDonald's.
Oh, man.
With his hamburger. All right.
It'll be going real nice with that quarter pounder.
All right, real quickly, Pastor. Big Henry, we got an issue that took place on Black Friday. Big Henry was at Walmart, and as you know, everybody's trying to get flat screens. He was trying to get four flat screens. Some white man said, this is black. And Henry turned around and knocked a man out. He was finna say it was Black Friday, but he said, this black something, and then all I know is his bail is set at $3,000 for Big Henry. I don't know.
All right.
Just for your information, that Walmart has been closed as of yesterday.
Thank you, Reverend Motown. Thank you, Deacon Def Jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.